chapter 23. Just anyone. Yeah. Deuteronomy 31, verse 23. Just a simple one. Deuteronomy 31. Just anybody. Deuteronomy 31, verse 23. So that's just a simple message. He's saying, and if you change the context, instead of saying promised land, and just think of Merstham. This is our patch that we are supposed to be taken care of, just like how Moses is given that patch. This is our patch. Okay, so Tony, can you start the reading? If you can read for me, Tony. Deuteronomy 30. So we're going to start just to tell the story, get the context going. Deuteronomy 30, 11 to 20. Actually, shall I do you want this? Yes, thank you. And if you can read that one for me, Tony.
Bible. I'm struggling to put it on the system. So I'll just grab my Bible. Thank you.
So I'm just beginning to, I'm trying to set the scene.
Sorry, technical difficulty, that was me.
That's just to make sure you're all awake.
There you go.
And listening.
Sorry, did you say Deuteronomy 30?
Deuteronomy 30, 11 to 20. Deuteronomy 30, 11 to 20.
Right. It reads.
And make sure you have the mic close to you.
Sure, no, the cause is the hum. So, now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so that you may obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
Thank you. So if you just put that in context again, Merstham is the land that he's given us. We need to follow the decrees and the laws. So what he's trying to say, we need to do our bit here in Merstham, as has been done 150 years before us. Continue to obey. He's saying, choose to do this. So Tony, you said the mic is off. So actually, so forget about that. Phillips, if you can do the reading for 31. Chapter 31, 1 to 8, and then 12 to 14, just to continue the story.
1, 2, 8.
Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel.
I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Thank you. And if what is the common theme, Dave? If you could notice, he's saying, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. God would not have said, do not be fearful, do not be discouraged, if there was not a possibility for them to be fearful and discouraged in the task that they were set before them. So in changing the leadership, God was preparing the new leader, Joshua, for the reality, the fact that there would be discouragement, there would be failings. That's pretty normal. So all leadership requires some kind of courage and tenacity. And as we try to, as that baton is handed over to us here in Merstham, there will be stuff that we have to be worried about. So, however, if we can read the next bit. Ruth, Joshua 1, 1 to 11. Joshua 1, 1 to 11.
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross to Jordan into the land I'm about to give to you, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will be extended from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite countries to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit this land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, we'll cross the Jordan here to join in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.
Thank you. So just put that in context again. He's talking about this geographical, physical place that they will have to take. Merstham is our geographical, physical place. We need to really think that we are here. 150 years have started since the first church was planted. This is our chance. We need to prepare it for the next 150 years. We need to be doing our bit. So I want to encourage you to be active members in doing this, active members in taking possession of this land from top Merstham, east, north, southwest. But of course, we have to accept that there are challenges. So there's a quick question to you. What challenges, I'm actually asking somebody, just say, what challenges do you think we here have? I'll start. Our numbers are small. Anything else anybody wants to think would be a challenge? We fixed that. But it was leaking. It was leaking, and we fixed it, and we painted it thanks to the gentleman behind you, Graham. So.
Yeah.
So if you're correct, our numbers are small. You're right. Our building is old. Our structure doesn't look as enticing as some other churches that people would want to go to. As a result of our numbers are small, our budget is small. You can go on and go on. But I want to draw something to your attention. It is not in our strength. Just like when they were in the promised land, it was not in their strength. They didn't do it by their might. So I want us to think about it. Those challenges, they're small, we don't have any money, still not in our strength. It can be done if we have that faith that God wants it to happen, and we just need to contribute a little bit. So I mentioned about the tasks. So this is my first task that I want you to think about. The first task is for us to come together, especially the fact that we have just lost one of our guards, supporting each other. There's some members here that were closer to Pat than others, so we need to come alongside them and support each other. I also want us to think about volunteering in various aspects. So I'm quite grateful that Doug and Teresa have that Monday Bible study. We need to support them. We need to be active. We need to join that. So don't just sit back, be involved. That's task number one. Task number two is to continue some of those things that were done before. For example, Pat and Paul used to do that Thursday coffee morning. We need to continue that. The baton has been passed to somebody else to take on that. And the final task is, has God laid anything else on your heart that is not yet here, but should be here? So if we could just read that thing, that same one that you read before, Deuteronomy 31, 23, just read that again, just as I close. And as you read, just think of the context that this is Merstam we're talking about. So Deuteronomy 31, chapter 23. Thank you.